You're a smart lady.
I am a smart lady.
An ex who thinks he's more clever?
He says you never gave him $3,000.
It's a lie. He knew that I had the cash, and he hadn't got a job in a while, and so he was running out of money.
But he won't outsmart the judge.
He never really, like, gave me money as far as giving me personally for me.
What is it when somebody turns over money that they have in their pocket and puts it in your pocket?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Lucy Ortiz is suing her ex-boyfriend, Nemesio Benavidez, for unpaid loans for personal expenses. Nemesio claims the money was Lucy's attempt to contribute to the household.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 446 on the calendar in the matter of Ortiz versus Benavidez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pies have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Ortiz, when did you and Mr. Benavidez live together?
We've never lived together, Your Honor.
When did you and Mr. Benavidez have a relationship?
Started at the end of October.
Of 2013?
Correct.
And it ended when?
Approximately before New Year's Day.
So the end of December?
Correct.
So it was short, a couple of months.
Correct.
Who did you live with during that time?
I have a home of my own, and my son and his daughter and his family live with me.
But it's your house?
Correct.
And you have your house?
Yes, I do.
How long have you had your house?
3 years.
Who do you live with?
Myself.
Now, Miss Ortiz says that in the short months that you were together, she gave you some money.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
Work in the oil fields.
And that's what you've been working at all your life?
About the last 15 years.
Why did you need money from Miss Ortiz?
I didn't, ma'am. I never borrowed money from her.
I didn't say you borrowed anything from her, sir. I said she gave you money. She... You don't deny that she gave you money. I read your answer.
We would, like, go out to eat, or she would buy stuff for the house or things for the bills or whatever. But it wasn't, like, giving me money, if that's what you're saying.
It's not what I'm saying, sir. I'm asking you. She said, since she was practically living with me, she offered to contribute to the mortgage and bills, which I let her do.
Which,
that's not going out to eat.
Well, she wouldn't, like, actually contribute like that. She would, you know, say, I'll buy for dinner, or I'll buy food, or, you know, I'll help you pay the light bill or something like that. But I didn't consider it, you know, actually giving me money, you know?
Well, what is it when somebody turns over money that they have in their pocket and puts it in your pocket?
Well, she was contributing to the household, I guess, because
Well, that's what you say.
Yes, but she would do that because she was having problems at her house, and she liked to stay at my house because it was a lot quieter. She had seven kids or seven people living with her, so yes.
So she stayed with you?
Yes.
That's pretty much
time.
What you...
Yes.
Now you're beginning to remember
what
you
at
wrote.
Time, at times she would, yes.
So she stayed with you?
Yes.
And because she stayed with you, she contributed to running your house. See how I'm helping you?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Benavidez?
Yes, ma'am.
Helping refresh your recollection as to what you wrote in the answer.
I know what I wrote in the answer, ma'am.
Well, but that's something different from what you told me a moment ago about just going out to eat.
Well, you said she gave me money. I mean, she never really, like, gave me money as far as giving me personally for me. I mean, it was for stuff.
What do you mean personally for you?
It was for stuff for the house, you know, food, bills, whatever.
May I see proof of the money that you gave him? Don't give me a whole bunch of papers. Are those checks with his name on it?
No. It's a check from my IRA that I took out, and it is text messages from him telling me that he's going to pay me back, and it's my bank statements coinciding with the money that I lent him.
Well, no, just
I
show
never
me.
Lived with him.
Just a sec. I want you to show me first proof that you gave him money, not even where you got it from, but proof that you gave him money. I know exactly what you wrote in your case. That is, you made two loans to him in two different amounts on two specific dates. I would like to see that from your pocket to his pocket, because he says that you're not going to be able to show me that. So I'd like to see it.
Those are bank statements, Your Honor, that show the amount of money, the same amount that we're talking about, $3,000, $2,000 when I took out of the bank.
I'm going to tell you right now, that doesn't tell me anything. It just said that you made a cash withdrawal at one point of $3,000.
Correct. I didn't make him sign anything.
Doesn't have to sign anything.
All these things. But I didn't make him do it.
All these things. You see, say transfer this. This says Goodwill Fort Collins. This
is the highlighted amount, Your Honor.
Simple Saver. So you know how to identify where the money is going. This just says you took out $3,000.
Correct.
He says you never gave him $3,000.
It's a lie.
You have no proof that you did. You're a smart lady.
I am a smart lady, and I don't have any proof on it. I have texts that says that he was going
to
pay me back.
I'd like to take a look at those texts. Well, this says, why did you tell me to take it in the first place? What about my money? And then it says, when will you be home so I can get my car? And then he says, I'll pay you when I get paid.
Correct.
That's not $5,000.
That was money that she needed. She wanted to borrow some money.
I never borrowed any money.
Just a second. This isn't $5,000. I'll pay you when I get paid.
He was out of a job for 3 weeks. He went from one oil field to another. He thought he was going to be able to work a week right after that, and he didn't get to work. So he was running out of money.
Ma'am.
So he asked me for that money, and I gave it to him. He said, I'll sign a piece of paper if you want me to, but I didn't. So then he said, you can take my car as collateral. That's where you'll notice. Where's my car?
Okay.
He gave me the keys to his car.
Oh, that's interesting. Lucy, did you take the car?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the car, Mr. Benavides.
Well, she had the key to my car because she wanted to borrow it. So I told her she could borrow it, but she had borrowed it, but she had brought it back. She borrowed the car. I texted her. I said, do you have my car still? Yes. I said,
well, you knew she still had your car because she had borrowed it.
Well, yes, but I wanted...
Your Honor.
I wanted my car back
is what I wanted.
Just a second. You wanted your car back?
Yes, because I didn't tell her she could take it for the...
Just how many days did she have your car, Mr. Benavides?
She had it from the morning to the evening, and I wanted to make sure she was going to have it back that evening. She apparently wanted to keep it longer. When I talked to her on the phone, I told her she couldn't keep it longer. I told her I wanted it back that evening.
Yeah, but this is in context, says I'll pay you when I get paid.
That's for the money that she had given me for, like, some dinner we had went out to, and she said I owed her $20 for dinner. So I told her I'll pay you when I get paid. That's all I could tell her. I was at home. I had worked late. I have texts to that effect. That if that's the only text you have, I have.
That's the only text I have, the one that she
pulled but
out.
There's more behind that.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
Mine.
Do you have your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
There's also another copy there.
I have the other one.
Okay.
I've read it.
We used to give each other money here and there, go out to eat. She would pay, I would pay.
I just want to...
Okay, yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay, all I can say is I'm not finding it, but I have a text from her, ma'am, where she says, I have money for you, because she owed me money for going, taking her out to dinner. You want to see that text?
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
I'd like to show you that. Just watch what you press here. That one there. She can read that whole text, and it'll explain what I'm saying.
What money will you have for him tomorrow?
I don't know what that is. Is my phone number on the top of that?
Yes.
It's your number.
It says...
Can you read that whole thing?
You don't need my bad company tonight. Just enjoy the peaceful evening with your dogs. I don't want to turn you against me with my behavior. I'm sorry again. I will have some money for you tomorrow.
Oh,
I love you.
He wanted some more money.
He had asked for more money. Not true.
He did ask for more money, and so that's what he was
wanting.
And
that was in December.
He didn't have any gas for his truck,
that's
and he wanted some more money.
That's not true.
So that's what it was, Your Honor.
All right, so now, Ms. Ortiz, I want you to tell me about this $3,000. I'm not interested in gas money and other things. I want you to tell me, you have a couple of minutes to convince me that you withdrew $3,000 and you turned $3,000 over to Mr. Benavides.
Initially, it was $2,000 that I gave him cash. I had took out an IRA retirement check. I'd been unemployed for months, and so I took out some money out of my IRA, took it to my bank, and the teller who knows me said...
Don't tell me what the teller said to
okay.
you.
Told me not to keep the money.
Listen to me. Don't tell me what the teller told you.
Okay, so I cashed the check, took the cash home. And then he knew that I had the cash, and he hadn't got a job in a while. And so he was running out of money. And I knew that he was capable of paying it back because he had money before that he was just throwing at people all the time with the oil fields. Yeah. And I also knew that he was involved in a lawsuit. I went with him to an attorney. He was involved in a lawsuit that he was going to be able to get at least $100,000 or more. So I knew he was capable of paying the money back.
I haven't heard about a loan.
So yeah. He asked me for $2,000. And I gave him $2,000.
Not true, ma'am.
Shh. When?
Would have been on the 23rd, I believe.
Of what?
There was two different dates, November 23rd and December. I don't recall on the date. Because I also lent him $3,000.
And your bank statement doesn't show that.
Yes, it does.
Well, show me. Show me. I see.
I don't have it.
Oh, Bert, would you give him back the bank statement? I see one withdrawal for $3,000. Just show me.
Right, because the cash, I had cash. I had cashed this check. There you go.
Oh.
I cashed that $12,900 check, and if you see on the bank, the only thing I took back was $10,900.
If you think that I believe that you cashed a $12,000 check and brought it back to your house with seven people who were living in your house, that never happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is what you're telling me that if you put your money in the bank, you would not be able to collect your unemployment, so you cash the check instead of putting the money in the bank in order to fool the government.
And later today.
My mom was so sick, we didn't have air conditioning, so she told us to buy portable air conditioning, so our electric went up.
But you paid your rent when your mother was alive.
But I was...
You stopped paying the rent when your mother died. What does that have to do with her not providing a service?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lucy Ortiz says ex-boyfriend Nemesio Benavidez owes for loans for personal expenses.
Now, it never happened.
And it did, Your Honor.
Not when you know about banks and you know that it's very easy to keep you have a bank account.
I was going to be penalized if I kept that money from unemployment. I was on unemployment. And they told me if I put that money in my bank, I was going to be penalized. So
no,
I
just
did
a
not.
Second. So what you tell... Ms. Ortiz, is what you're telling me that you were collecting unemployment and that if you put your money in the bank, you would not be eligible to collect your unemployment. Yep. So that, not penalized, you would not be eligible, because that's what the rules say, that you would not be able to collect your unemployment, so you cash the check instead of putting the money in the bank in order to fool the government.
No, in order to call the government back.
No, she didn't.
In order to call them.
In
that was a fraud. In order to call, because I didn't think that you could not get your own IRA money back. I didn't believe that, so that's why I didn't want to cash it. Who keeps that amount of money in their home? That's a lot of money to keep in their home. So I wanted to wait till the next week on Monday to call unemployment, and I did. And they indeed told me that if I kept that money, that I was going to be penalized
so
for 13 weeks.
So?
So I didn't want to keep the money.
So when
and
did
that's
you put
when
it back?
Mr. Benavidez...
Just a second. Did you put it back into your IRA?
No, I didn't.
Ms. Ortiz, I'm not helping you. A, because you don't have proof that you gave him the money, and B, because there's some scheme there that I'm not quite following. But it has to do with collecting unemployment when you have $12,000 in cash to live on.
Your Honor, after that, I did not get any unemployment. Mr. Benavidez continued to tell me that I didn't have to worry about money because
true,
he would take care of me.
Not true, ma'am.
He had enough money to take care of me
not
and
true,
himself.
Ma'am.
So that's why here's I didn't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the phone. Bid these people a fond farewell. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Officer, excuse me. Step out.
He told me to leave his house. I was outside in the car.
She wouldn't leave. I let her stay out there for half an hour texting me.
And he told me to leave, and I said, why? And he said, because I was stalking him.
She had some very bad mental issues.
And if I wouldn't leave, he would call the police.
She ended up calling them herself.
I was so upset, I couldn't drive.
And the ambulance came. She got all hysterical, tried to...
So I called the police so that they could give me a ride.
Do I don't know what out there, but...
He certainly took advantage of me.
Watch the women. And I date.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dawkins versus Rendon. Step forward.
Colleen Dawkins is suing her former tenant, Kimberly Rendon, for unpaid rent and for damage to her rental home.
Ms. Dawkins, you were Ms. Rendon's landlord from 2011 until 2013.
That's correct, Your Honor.
It is your claim that at some point Ms. Rendon stopped paying you regular rent, so she owes you rent.
Correct, Your Honor.
And that she also left the house in a state of disrepair. You want her to be responsible for that as well. Ms. Rendon says that the premises was left reasonably, that any damage to the premises was as a result of normal wear and tear. With regard to the rent, she's sort of sketchy about that. Now, you want to explain to me why it is that you didn't say in your answer, I paid rent for every month I lived there?
I did tell them, and I brought my receipts.
Well, but that's not what you say in your answer.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That's a big mess you left.
I understand, but she gave my sister 3 days to get out. My sister did what she could.
What difference does that make? I mean, the place is a disaster.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Colleen Dawkins says former tenant Kimberly Rendon moved out owing for rent and property damage.
Now, you say that you didn't pay the whole rent all the time you were there.
No, after my mom passed away in July.
Well, when did you move out? In November?
In November.
Well, then you didn't pay your rent.
I paid July and August, and October is when I started having trouble because we lived there so many years with no air. So my electric bill, I have those, was $300, $400, $500.
Just a second. What changed after your mother died?
My income, because I took care of my mom.
What does that have to do with air?
Because my mom was so sick, we didn't have air conditioning, so we had to buy, she told us to buy portable swamp coolers and air conditionings. So our electric went up.
So? But you paid your rent when your mother was alive.
But I was
You stopped paying the rent when your mother died. What does that have to do with her not providing a service?
Because I was working, I could afford the house payment and the...
Ms. Rendon, how much rent do you owe her? When you lived there in the house and didn't pay rent, how many months?
It was 2.
And what was your rent?
13.
And you didn't pay just 2 months?
Yes, and she's suing because I had just signed a contract the month before my mom died. I wouldn't have signed that if I knew.
I don't care. Listen, it's not that I don't care. It's not relevant in the law. If you lived in a place, you have to pay rent.
No, correct,
you don't make
I know.
Excuses, so that's $2,600. Now, did you evict her?
I did.
Fine. Did you take photographs of the premises when she moved out?
Before and after photos.
I'd like to see those, please.
The past due rent was more than what she said. She wasn't complete on August and missed September, October, and November. There's before photos.
Do you have your rent receipts for August and September?
Here's August where she told me to pay what I could.
Just a second. Don't tell me pay what I could.
Okay, here's one of them.
Okay, and how much did you pay?
Five.
$500. And your rent was?
13.
So that you owe her $800.
Yes.
What's next?
September's.
How much did you pay in September?
I think it was like $100.
How much did you pay in September?
Zero.
Zero. That's another $1,300. Well, that comes to $4,700 in back rent. $2,600 for the 2 months you acknowledge you didn't pay, $1,300 for the one you couldn't find a receipt for, and 1 month where you only paid five. So that comes to $4,700. So these are the befores?
Those are the befores. I also have a video of the premises the day after they left.
That's a big mess you left.
I was not there, ma'am, and she knew that I was down in L.A. taking care of my mother-in-law.
I don't care.
Why? It wasn't...
I don't care. This is the way you signed the lease, and this is the mess that was left. That's your responsibility.
I understand, but she gave my sister 3 days to get out. My sister did what she could.
What difference does that make? I mean, the place is a disaster.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you see the pictures?
No, I was not even there.
Would you show the pictures so we know what we're talking about? Because all I have to tack on is another $300 for cleaning up this mess. Did they have a security deposit?
$700. The cleanup has been over $8,600 as of this point.
Well, whether it's been over $8,600 or not, certainly just cleaning up this mess.
A lot of it was smoke damage from smoking in the house as
we
well.
We did not smoke. My mom was on oxygen.
Did you have a lease that prohibited that?
Yes. They said no smoking.
Prohibited smoking in
yes.
the house?
Yes.
Anything else have to hear in this case? Perfect. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. That's all. Step out.
May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
additional people. We believe we're living there.
My sister came from New Mexico.
I got complaints that someone had been arrested from the house that had been staying.
Somebody called. She was on the run. They arrested her. She did not live with me.
Smoking in the house?
There was no smoking in my house.
Trash around the property?
And the way the house was left, my sister left it that way.
Do a little better research.
It is what it is.